Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoteinu, our God and God of our fathers, a grateful community lifts its heart in thanksgiving unto thee for thy goodness unto us and unto thy people Israel everywhere. From thine own spirit, O Lord, thou didst take a generous measure of wisdom, of loving kindness, and didst fashion a man. And thou didst place thy servant in our midst with all of the endowments which thou didst shower upon him so generously. He has served thy people, Israel, with wisdom. He has shaped the destiny of Israel. With consecration and devotion, he has led our paths closer to thee. As the ancient kings of Israel, the Torah of ideals, which he has cherished in his own heart and in his temple, the same Torah he has carried forth into the world. He has brought strength to our community. He has established deep loyalty to thy sacred cause. He has brought comfort to every heart. He has given courage to those who are afraid. His voice has proclaimed thy truth unto every corner of the earth. Majestically, he has been the tribune of thy people. And we who cherish him and who have been blessed by his presence, who have been warmed by his friendship, offer our praise and our thanks unto thee, O God, Father of all. May it be thy will to reward thy servant with length of years to come, replete with joy and with contentment, that the world and the people that needs him may continue to be enriched by his gifts. Amen.
Our service continues on page 312 of the prayer book. Happy are they who dwell in thy house. They are continually praising thee. Incline thine ear and answer us. Be gracious unto us, O God, and cause us to rejoice, for unto thee we lift up our souls. Teach us thy way, that we may walk firmly in thy truth. Show us thy kindness. Grant us thy salvation. Be with us this day and at all times, O thou, our God and our Father, our Rock and our Redeemer. The soul which thou, O God, hast given unto me came pure from thee. Thou hast created it. Thou hast formed it. Thou hast breathed it into me. Thou hast preserved it in this body, and at the appointed time thou wilt take it from this earth, that it may enter upon life everlasting. While the breath of life is within me, I will worship thee, Sovereign of the world and Lord of all souls. Praised be thou, O God, in whose hands are the souls of all the living and the spirits of all flesh. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is beyond our finding out. I will speak of the splendor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. They shall herald thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. The Lord upholdeth those who fall, and raiseth up those who are bowed down. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living being. The Lord is near unto all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Baruch es Adonai Hamavorach. Praise ye the Lord, to whom all praise is due. Baruch Adonai Hamavorach Lo'olam Voed. Praised be the Lord, to whom all praise is due forever and ever. Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech Ose Shalom Uvorei Es Hakol. Praised be thou, O Lord our God, Ruler of the world, who in thy mercy makest light to shine over the earth and all its inhabitants, and renewest daily the work of creation. How manifold are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The heavens declare thy glory. The earth reveals thy creative power. Thou formest light and darkness, ordainest good out of evil, bringest harmony into nature, and peace to the hearts of man. Great has been thy love for us, and thy compassion boundless. Our fathers put their trust in thee, and thou didst teach them the law of life. Be gracious also unto us, that we may understand and fulfill the teachings of thy word. Enlighten our eyes in thy law, that we may cling unto thy commandments. Unite our hearts to love and revere thee. We trust in thee. We rejoice in thy saving power, for from thee cometh our help. Thou hast called us and drawn us nigh unto thee to serve thee in faithfulness. Joyfully do we lift up our voices and proclaim thy unity. Praised be thou, O God, who in thy love hast called thy people Israel to serve thee. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Boruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Voed. Praised be his name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever. Pray together. Ve'achavta eis Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol ma'odecha. V'ayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha chayom al levavecha, v'shinantam levonecha, v'dibarta bom, v'shiftecha b'veisecha, u'v'lechtecha v'aderech, u'v'shachvecha u'v'kumecha, Ukashartam laos al yodecha, Ukhayu la totafos bain einecha, Ukhasavtam al mezuzos be secha, Uvisharecha, Man tisgru vasisem es kol mitzvosoi, Visem kadoshim lelohechem, Ani Adonai Elohechem. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt speak of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and upon thy gates, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. True and enduring is thy word which thou hast spoken through thy prophets. Thou art the strength of our life, the rock of our salvation, thy kingdom and thy truth abide forever. Thou art the first and the last, and besides thee there is no redeemer nor helper. May thy law rule in the hearts of all thy children, and thy truth unite them in bonds of fellowship. O God, who art our refuge and our hope, we glorify thy name now as did our fathers in ancient days. Of Israel, redeem those who are oppressed and deliver those who are persecuted. Praised be thou, our Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
Oh.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu, Elohe Avoseinu, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim V'Kone Hakol, V'Zocher Chaste Avos, U'Mevig U'La Livnei V'Nehem Laman Shemo V'Ahaba, Melech Ozer U'Moshiach U'Morgain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Morgain Abraham. Eternal is thy power, O Lord. Thou art mighty to save. In loving kindness thou sustainest the living. In the multitude of thy mercies thou preservest all. Thou upholdest the falling and healest the sick, freest the captives and keepest faith with thy children in death as in life. Who is like unto thee, Almighty God, author of life and death, source of salvation? Praised be thou, O Lord, who hast implanted within us eternal life. We sanctify thy name on earth, as the heavens declare thy glory. And in the words of the prophet we say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Oh.
Thou who dost graciously endow man with reason and teachest him understanding, imbue us with true knowledge and discernment. Cause us to return, O our Father, unto thy law, and through perfect repentance, restore us to thy presence. Forgive our sins, O Father. Pardon our transgressions, for thou art a merciful God. Look upon all the afflicted and the oppressed. Let wickedness and hatred cease, and reign thou over us in justice and in love. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for thou art our God. Thou art a faithful and merciful healer. Hear, O Father, the voice of our supplication. Accept in favor our prayers and the prayers of all thy children who seek thy help. Sustain us in trial and in danger, and direct our hearts to serve thee in truth.
Mordecai, Mordecai Abishai, Shiloh, 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 Echitot, Shiloh, Echitot.
Look with favor, O Lord, upon us, and may our service be acceptable unto thee. Praised be thou, God, whom alone we serve in reverence. We gratefully acknowledge, O Lord our God, that thou art our creator and preserver, the rock of our life and the shield of our help. We render thanks unto thee for our lives which are in thy hand, for our souls which are ever in thy keeping, for thy wondrous providence, and for thy continuous goodness, which thou bestowest upon us day by day. Truly thy mercies never fail, and thy loving kindness never ceases. Therefore do we forever put our trust in thee. Grant us peace, thy most precious gift, O thou eternal source of peace. Enable Israel to be its messenger unto the peoples of the earth. Bless our country that it may ever be a stronghold of peace and its advocate in the council of nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship and fellowship among all the inhabitants of our land. Plant virtue in every soul, and may the love of thy name hallow every home and every heart. Praised be thou, O Lord, giver of peace. Thank you. Let us join with the choir in the singing of hymn number 54, Praise to the Living God. Our scriptural reading this morning, we read from the book of Psalms, from the 118th Psalm. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So let Israel now say, for his mercy endures forever. So let the house of Aaron now say, for his mercy endureth forever. So let them now that revere the Lord say, for his mercy endureth forever. Out of my straits I called upon the Lord. He answered me with great enlargement. The Lord is for me, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord is for me as my helper, and I shall gaze upon them that hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations compass me about. Verily, in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off. They compassed me about. Yea, they compass me about. Verily, in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. Verily, in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off. Thou dost thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter into them. I will give thanks unto the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter into it. I will give thanks unto thee, for thou hast answered me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected is become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Amen.
Thank you.
people, run your hearts, run your hearts, and not your garments. For your transgressions the prophet Elijah hath sealed the heavens through the word of God. For therefore sake ye, forsake your idols, return to God, for he is slow to anger and merciful and kind and gracious. And repenteth him of the evil. He with all your heart, ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me, thus saith our God. If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me, thus saith our God, thus saith our God. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. Come before his presence. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me, thus saith our God. Ye shall ever surely find me, thus saith.
Observe the deep respect and admiration that you, as members and friends, have for our rabbi. Many of you were confirmed as well as married by him, and he has shared in the sorrows and joys that have come to all of us. His 40 years as our spiritual leader were devoted not only to giving comfort, but to sharing our civic responsibility, leading us when the times demanded courageous leadership and always enriching us by his wisdom. No man in our times has been a greater force in the fight for good and justice. Few have had his foresight
and shown his courage in speaking so clearly and ably for the establishment and continued economic development of the State of Israel. His mind, spirit, and great personality have gained him fame far beyond our temple and city. His greatness is respected throughout the world. But while the world may recognize him, we, the members of this congregation, can personally claim him. These are the feelings which everyone brings with him this morning. Under his nurturing, we are a nationally known congregation, the largest in America, admired for our organization, our school, and our standards. We as partners helped him build this house of beauty and worship. And again, as partners, we are helping him to enlarge it in a manner which will measure up to the ideals originally manifested. This physical structure creates a spirit of holiness, but our inspirations have come from the teachings of ancient and modern thought and philosophy, which were so understandingly expressed in the rabbi's sermons throughout these many years. As to my personal association with Rabbi Silver, this relationship has been one of the most beautiful and elevating I ever had the good fortune to experience. This great scholar, this man of social vision, this ardent supporter of our people, with his steadfast convictions and truth, has stirred me to greater accomplishments, and because of knowing and working with him, I am a better man. We have been privileged to be so closely affiliated with the rabbi. His 40 years of the temple have benefited all of us. Because of him, we have learned spiritual ideals and values. We have been truly blessed. 40 years of service to God and man is your reward, Rabbi. Our reward has been in having you.